You're listening to the Trusting the God of the Gospel podcast, created to help parents disciple their adopted or foster teenagers. Here are your hosts, Arthur C. Woods and Elizabeth Joy Woods.
Hi, this is Arthur from Trusting the God of the Gospel, and today I just want to take a moment and talk about the difference between discipleship and mentorship, because I think these two words get used interchangeably all the time. And so today I want to answer just three questions. Number one, what is discipleship? Number two, what's the difference between discipleship and mentorship? And then number three, as Christians, what do we do with that knowledge? So let's get to it. Okay, so what is discipleship? That's a word that we don't hear too much out of our church circles. It's kind of become a bit of a churchy or Christianese type expression, but it simply means to be a student, a learner, a pupil of someone. We as Christians are followers, our disciples, our pupils of Jesus Christ. And it's in that context that I want to talk about discipleship today. To those of us who are disciples of Jesus Christ, we have been called to make more disciples of Jesus Christ. As Christians, this is one of our greatest responsibilities, one of our greatest privileges. As disciples ourselves, we are to disciple other people. We're to be intentional about discipleship. We're to be disciple makers, because part of being a disciple is making more disciples. Discipleship is all about Jesus. In fact, I would say discipleship is only about Jesus. Our responsibility to those whom we disciple is to help them grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ, even if they don't have a relationship with Christ yet. Perhaps you're a parent, a youth worker, a Christian counselor. Your privilege is to disciple those who God has put in your path. Your responsibility is to help others become more like Jesus Christ as you yourself become more like Jesus Christ. That's discipleship. Okay, so what is the difference between discipleship and mentorship? Simple. Based on how we just defined and contextualized discipleship is always a spiritual relationship centered around Jesus Christ. Mentorship is much more general, much more broad. You can mentor someone in virtually anything, in plumbing, in construction, in public speaking, in personal finance, and on and on and on, virtually anything. And don't get me wrong, mentorship is great. Where would we be without our mentors? But when we talk specifically about helping someone embrace the truth of God's word, we're talking about discipleship, not mentorship. Although I would say discipleship is a specific form of mentorship. So where does that leave us? Really, where Christ left it. Go into all the world and make disciples. That's our commission. That's our command. That's our privilege. God has chosen to use us, the Church of Jesus Christ, to grow the kingdom of heaven. And that's a pretty cool privilege. So maybe just take a second and ask yourself this question. Who in my life am I being intentional about discipling? Who in my life am I being intentional about discipling? My kids, my spouse, my friends, my family, my coworkers? And if the answer is no one, first of all, no judgment here. But secondly, maybe now is the time to even list out a few names of people in your life that you want to be intentional about discipling. Who would those people be? Write them down. Okay, to wrap up, I just want to tell you about a discipleship resource we have available called Trusting the God of the Gospel. If you live with or work with adopted or foster teenagers or know someone who does, would you check out this 8-session video series designed to help you talk to adopted and foster teenagers about God? All the information is in the link in the description. Click on that and we'll get you right there. Thanks for listening today. I hope this was helpful. Would you do us a favor and just like, subscribe, or comment? We would really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Today's episode was brought to you by the Trusting the God of the Gospel video series. For more information on this powerful discipleship resource for adopted and foster teenagers, visit trustingthegodofthegospel.com/shop. If you found today's content valuable, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. For more information on your hosts, Arthur and Elizabeth, please visit them at arthurcwoods.com or elizabethjoywoods.com. Thanks for listening to the Trusting the God of the Gospel podcast.